following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. It's free. You're not hacking into anything or ripping anyone off. No, it's free. You can watch 100 plus TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. They don't need to sign up to watch for free. It's the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download the Pluto TV free app. It's so easy, and it'll work on all your devices, Roku, your smartphone, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anywhere else you stream. It's Pluto TV, and check out our channel, Chassy, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassy Channel, new number 585, 585, Pluto TV.
Oh, yes, it's Corolla Classics time. Happy Saturday. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Corolla Classics for July 20th, 2019. And we're going to highlight some of the greatest moments of Adam Carolla Show history right here before your very ears. My name is Chris Loxamana, executive producer of the Adam Carolla Show, along with Corolla archivist Superfan Giovanni.
We're still doing this?
Yeah, we're still doing it. I'm having a great time.
I am too. I'm just being silly.
Yes.
It's great.
I can't wait for us to go over 10 years and then somebody else makes a Corolla Classics Classics.
If we live that long.
Yeah. I don't.
You know, you with your lifestyle.
It's not looking good. Let's get started with some clips. This first one is a listener request. This comes from Jeff and he writes Gio and Moxaloxa. Going old school there. That is totally going old school. I'm dying to hear a certain clip. I don't want to step on it. He described what it was, but basically what he wrote was, this is possibly the best piece of improv comedy that has ever happened on ACS, in my humble opinion. Thanks and get it on. Jeff, Gio has found your clip.
I have.
It's from 2011. Tell us a little bit about it.
Adam Carolla Show 653 featuring Tim Ferriss, Alison Rose, and Brian Bishop. This is before Tim Ferriss joins them. Adam wants to analyze an old housing discrimination PSA. And he has Allison and Brian join him. Goes a little something like this.
And now, Happy Madison presents Adam Carolla.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. What's going on over there? Good God. Dear Lord in heaven. I don't know, do you really need the in heaven part?
Right.
Like a dear Lord in Van Nuys. Yeah, so we get it.
Yeah.
We can do the math.
Yeah.
Hey, good day, Ball Brian.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm addicted to teenage cock. How many times did I tell you when the show ends, you got to pot down the mics, Dawson, you understand?
We call those happy accidents.
Yeah. All right. Good day, Allison Rosen.
Hello, Adam Carolla.
And a new day for Allison Rosen.
It really is. I'm finally growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I signed a lease on an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move out of my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
I have to add, it is not as if I've lived there until now.
Right.
I did move out like a real adult a long time ago and mm-hmm. even went across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I like to overcompensate by explaining this.
You know, you should. Here's the thing. Tim Ferriss is going to come in here pretty soon. He's the author of the 4-Hour Body and the 4-Hour Work Week, and he's a real interesting dude. First American to have the Guinness Book of World Records in tango, speaks 5 languages, national Chinese kickboxing champion, all that stuff.
Is that his eHarmony profile?
You should write a book called Famous People Who Moved Back Home.
Yes!
Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas moved back home.
Was that when she was doing meth?
I don't
Probably
know.
After.
She was doing something, but either way, she moved back. Did she say she was doing meth? Or was that me?
Maybe.
Maybe it was me.
I don't know. Actually, you know who it was?
It's well known.
I think so.
Jodie Sweetin from Full House told me.
She did a very, same here. She did a very bad, weird, cryptic sort of interview with me and Drew many years ago on Loveline where she was like, and I was like, so what happened after the girl band broke up? And she's like, I had some trouble, so I moved home. Like, it just seemed like, oh, what kind of trouble? Just need to go home for a while. Like, it was like one of those things.
I bet it was the meth.
Yeah.
That's what it was for me. Who else?
So, there's Fergie from Black Eyed Peas.
Adam Carolla.
There's me.
Mention her. There's
me.
You.
Adam Carolla?
No.
Thought you lived at home until you were, no? Or was you moved at a young age?
Then we moved back home?
Yeah, we're talking
about living on your porch on the electrical. The guy had to come read the meter. Was that you were young when that happened?
Oh, yeah, I was a kid.
Oh, I thought you lived in the garage or something with the popcorn tin.
First off, I defecated in a decorative popcorn tin,
tin.
Sorry, dude. All right, it was decorative.
It's different.
It had a winter and a Wonderland theme to it. It was a Christmas theme
you
to it, all right?
Seasonal popcorn?
Yes. Well, I'd finished most of the I ate the popcorn. I consumed it first.
Good.
My very generous aunt and uncle for graduation present got me a trash can filled with popcorn. That I'm sure somebody gave them last year,
right.
Or I don't know. By the way, it's a weird gift-giving impulse because, I mean, I appreciate the fact that, you know, well, now you've graduated high school and it's time for really your only relatives that you have on the West Coast to provide you with something. But I would say the decorative popcorn tin with the stale cheese popcorn in it is sort of a lateral move from nothing. Like, it's like getting a ballpoint pen or something.
It screams, we don't know you that well, and we didn't try very hard.
And we're super cheap. I mean,
they CVS is having a sale.
They are painfully cheap. It's what every 18-year-old wants after you've seen Footloose.
Right.
I mean,
your
you
own
want
car.
Your cheesy popcorn. Yeah.
The pictures always, like this picture on our screen, the pictures always have the popcorn in a nice round mound, but it's never like that. How do they get away with that?
No, here's what it is.
Right.
It has a lid on it, and it has cardboard dividers in it. This one creating sort of a peace sign, and had cheese on one side, plain on the other side of the peas, and caramel corn on the other, and
right.
I ate them in order of most desirable to least desirable. But I finished every fucking
caramel
kernel.
Caramel cheese plain?
I went caramel cheese plain. And occasionally I'd take two cheese and one plain just to, cut it a little bit because
it
was a little pungent.
You wanted it stepped on.
Listen, when I was in high school, I remember there were kids sitting next to their brand new BMWs with their computers or their college scholarships, all making a beeline to me and my decorative popcorn tin. Oh, Adam, so blessed, so lucky. Look at you. Oh, that's why the ladies love you.
But they thought you were spoiled, right? He gets everything handed to him.
He didn't work
for that popcorn.
A lot of haters out there. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of haters out there. Pulling up in their BMWs, turning their nose up at me because they see me rolling my decorative popcorn tin home.
He was born with that tin in his hand.
You had to roll it home.
He was born with a tin spoon in his mouth. Yeah. At the time, here's how bad and how pathetic my life was and the Corollas were, and here's where the bar was set. There's two thoughts I had around graduation and before that Christmas or my birthday. One is, when my stepdad would give me $10 for my birthday, I'd be like, is this fucking guy nuts? We ain't even blood. Like, I'm barely getting $10 from my dad, and my dad's from my dad. I got my stepdad. He's giving me $10? What a... I was more confused by it. Like, the Corollas, the real family doesn't really give a shit. I couldn't imagine the fake step non-blood family that came in. Why is he reaching into his wallet? So the one thought I had was, why is my stepdad giving me $10? I've only known him for 7 years. That was number one. And then number two, I got that decorative popcorn tin from Vince and Pat Bruno, and I was not like, hey, what's this about? I was like, oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Gift horse in the mouth.
Oh, hell yeah. And by the way, why so generous? Like, how'd you know?
Right.
Like, oh, this is awesome.
You're like, I will work hard to deserve this popcorn.
I will make you so proud of me. I will use these empty calories to propel me to the next level. Yeah.
Which is Fruit of the Month Club.
Yeah. So I demolished that and then later on defecated into it. But yeah, I was that was the garage I was living in. At that point.
I always imagined that as you was like a 19 or 20 year old.
I was at the I was in the service porch of the house until about 12.
Oh.
And then moved out to the garage when I was about 17 or 18. And then I stayed out in the garage until I was...
Lateral move.
Yeah, until I was about 19, and then Donnie and I got our apartment.
Oh.
But I never did go back. I technically moved out of the house, but it was only about 8 feet from the house.
Right.
And then moved into the apartment, but never went back. But so anyway, you,
mm-hmm.
Fergie.
Yes.
And I'm sure if you did a little research...
I'm sure.
You might find out that... Napoleon moved back in with his folks after high school.
They didn't need a lot of space for him.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's a list of great notables. There's probably some great inventors.
Every
king, inventors.
Every king pretty much moves back in with their parents.
Yeah.
Back to the castle.
Sure.
Yeah.
And almost every Italian guy that ever, you know, I'm sure Leonardo da Vinci moved back into his parents' place for a while.
That's where he made the
most
David,
of his greatest.
Was that him?
I think so. I don't know. He just called him Dave.
Right.
Where were we? So you got your apartment.
Yes. I'm not in it yet.
Sure.
But I signed the lease. And this has been a three-month, if not more, odyssey mm-hmm. of looking at places, of being interested in this is actually the third apartment where I've been approved for it. Well, this one I actually got. But with two of them, I was approved. And then all of a sudden... someone else came along and snatched the apartment away.
Anti-Semitic.
Probably.
Do we have that PSA? Do we ever have that one where, the black guy's looking for the apartment?
Oh, is that
Graham Wellington?
So there was no anti-Semitic. There was no Saul Rubinstein.
I know. Well, that's the whole thing about all
minorities are the same.
That's the whole thing about whatever they do these things.
Hi, my name is Tyrone Washington.
Whenever they do these things, they never include Jews, but Jews marched off into ovens and burnt. I'd say they've
you can believe that.
They're a minority group that's been kicked around a little bit. Never include them into
hello,
the thing.
My name is Sanjay Kumar.
Here's what I love about it. It's a PSA.
Mm-hmm. My name is Juan Hernandez.
It's do you have the whole thing?
No, I have just the names.
It's a PSA that says if you've been the victim of
housing discrimination.
Right. Well, here's the thing. When I used to live in apartments, I would call up and go, "Hey, is the apartment still there?" And they'd go, "No, it's leased out." And I wouldn't hang up the phone and go, "I'll bet it's leased out."
Right.
So how do you know? By the way, and yeah, it's true. Wait, do we have Graham Wellington?
Damn right.
Because it's
yes. Hello, my name is Graham Wellington.
He ends up getting the apartment.
He gets the apartment. Graham Wellington. We all know rich white guys live in apartments,
right? they rent them.
Well, let me say this.
Guess who doesn't?
My name's Juan Hernandez.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, he's gone. Hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I am calling about the apartment on Park Street.
It's not available.
Not available.
Hello, my name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about the apartment on Park Street.
I am offended.
Hello, I am Chen Ling.
My name is Khalidin Ali.
I'm Tuan Vo.
Hello, my name is Moshe Goldberg.
I use a wheelchair.
He's gone.
Not available. All right. Thank you.
Please do Graham Wellington.
Yes, hello, my name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the apartment for rent on Park Street. Is that still available?
Yes, it is.
What is?
Yes.
Really?
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status,
now with more minorities.
Now with 30% more minorities.
It's hard for ventriloquists to get houses.
But it's ironically the most racist commercial of all time.
Yeah, it really was.
In the radio version, it's even more offensive because the guy's like... Sanjay Kumar, and he's like, it's not available. Oh, he's gone. The one
gone.
Right.
Here's the thing. First off, this is where your tax dollars are going into these fucksticks who are doing these retarded PSAs
right.
and completely waste your money. I, in my 15 years of radio, have been attempting to get one retarded asswipe from the ad council to talk to me on the phone and explain all the fucking retarded PSAs they've and it's like, well, that's free. No, it's not. That guy got paid.
Yeah.
And that's commercial time. Meanwhile, somebody just went off the road and their Explorer is cartwheeling right now because they didn't have enough pressure in one of the tires. How about that PSA, you fucking asswipe? Stop creating a land filled with victims. If you think you've been the victim of, first off, again, How the fuck would you know? Number one. Number two, why don't you drive down Alvarado Street out here in Los Angeles and see who comes out of the apartments? Every apartment in
my
Southern...
My name is Juan Hernandez.
What do you think? Who's in the fucking apartments? It's just a whole bunch of guys that look like Kelsey Grammer coming out in silk bathrobes and getting the Utney reader and then heading back in with like a brandy snifter. I would say there's a disproportionate people of color who are currently renting apartments. So I would say there's not a whole lot of difficulty in that.
That's because of this commercial. It has changed the world we live in.
So what the fuck are you supposed to do? And again, we cannot stop beating the victim drum. Hey, person with accent. Hey, person with different religion. Hey, person with skin color that's different. And I don't
My name is Tyrone Washington.
What is the official skin color, accent, or religion anyway in these United States? At a certain point, do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, we live in Los Angeles. Do you really think are we the majority?
There is no we here.
There's no we, and there's no Graham Wellingtons that are running Los Angeles. And for the love of Christ, you're going to tell a story in a second that's going to make me want to vomit because Tyler Perry made $150 million this year. He's the richest entertainer, except for, hope you're sitting down.
My name is Tyrone Washington.
A woman of color who is Oprah and who is the richest. Stop fucking shoving this discrimination thing up everyone's ass. Stop making them feel like victims. We're just paying money to agitate people. Oh, I know. It's easy for me. I'm a white guy. I can get any apartment I want. No, I couldn't.
Well, despite the fact that I faced extreme discrimination,
yes.
And by that I mean other people got the apartments before me, I was finally able to get one.
Well,
and
they
now
knew
I have
you're a Jew.
We
learned it right there. You know what? We should bust these people.
I know.
Call back. Give me your...
They kept checking my head for horns.
Give me your whitest name. Let's call you Becky... Becky...
Smith.
Honkington.
Ooh, that's good.
All right, go ahead.
But not Honkingberg.
No, not Berg.
No.
Honkington. Crackerman. Okay. No, that's got him in. Crackington. Hello?
Hi, this is Becky Honkington.
Yes?
And I was wondering if the apartment on Elm Street is still available.
Well, you know what? I rented it out to a black couple, but I'll toss their Negro asses out and move you in. And I know in the paper it says $1,200 a month. Let's just call it $500 a month. And let me add another bathroom for you, sweetie.
Perfect. Now, do you check credit?
Not for white people.
Oh, good, because mine's -5.
So be it. Come on down and bring more of your blue-eyed friends.
Do you look into any sort of criminal record or anything?
Only if I hear a name that sounds, you know, like it might be black or Hispanic or Asian or something like that. No,
not
okay for white
people.
Is it
okay if I bring my Great Dane and also my small horse?
We normally have a no. What kind of pony is it? Shetland. Okay. We normally have a no pet policy.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
that's
only for the black folk and Hispanic.
Sorry,
Hispanic Mexicans. What am I talking about?
Because normally I wouldn't have any pets, but I just broke up with my boyfriend because he's abusive and he went to jail. And he's out to get me and he's loud.
Oh, okay.
And we had a pony and a dog together. Mm-hmm. And so now I have custody of
Bring him down. You know what? I put new carpet in there. I'll have it Scotch guarded.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah, just let me get Tyrone Washington. You have a problem with evacuating your bladder?
Sometimes, when I'm really drunk.
It's all right. Like I said, that's what Scotch guard is for.
Okay.
Come on down, Becky.
Okay, I'll be there right after I get out of my tap dancing class.
Oh, you do tap?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh,
just late at night.
This is up on the third floor.
Oh, good.
You know what? We got a Mexican family living underneath you. I'll move them out.
Oh, good, because, I'm not.
Yeah, I got the Garcias.
Know,
yeah. Let me get rid of the Washingtons and the Garcias and come on down.
Great.
All right, and remember, nothing down. No cleaning deposit. And what'd I say, $500 a month?
I think you said $400 a month.
Well, let's just say, sweetie, I think you're confused. I'm paying you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is $500.
Great.
All right, come on down and bring those steel-toe tap shoes and Shetland pony and Great Dane, okay?
Okay.
All right, good times.
See you later.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Ta-ta. That's how it works that's when white.
For Becky.
That's what
this has been a wonderful reenactment.
That's how it works.
Allison's a horrible negotiator. She can't bring up things that would disincentivize you.
You think so?
Yeah.
But doesn't matter.
I sussed out that she was white. I just have
fault,
to be honest.
To a fault.
I have a real question, though.
I want to see that commercial one more time. Is that the fucking ad council? Go ahead.
While we see this commercial, you think about your ire about portable dishwashers, because my place doesn't have a dishwasher, and Mike Lynch was talking me out of the portable dishwasher.
What was your name?
Okay, I'm going to talk you out of it.
My name is Juan Hernandez.
It's been rented.
Oh, he's gone.
Hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I am calling about the apartment on Park Street.
It's not available.
Not available?
Hello, my name is Tyrone Washington.
I like in the commercial where he's actually writing notes down on the...
It's been rented.
Right. Hello, I am...
Is he really renting an apartment?
My name is Khalid Ali. I'm Tuan Volk. Hello, my name is Moshe Goldberg. I use a wheelchair.
Like they don't want a Jew in their apartment.
Not available. All right. Thank you.
Who is a Klansman running this actual apartment? He's on a horse with a hood over his head?
Yes, it is.
What is?
Yes.
Really?
All right, here's the lesson,
housing
everyone.
Discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status,
that's
call
everybody.
Us. Fair housing. Yeah. It's not an option. It's the law.
Oh, ass wipes at the fucking ad council just squandering your fucking money. That's all they do is waste your money. All right, good times.
Yeah.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. It's free. You're not hacking into anything or ripping anyone off. No, it's free. You can watch 100 plus TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. They don't need to sign up to watch for free. It's the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download the Pluto TV free app. It's so easy. And it'll work on all your devices. Roku, your smartphone, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anywhere else you stream. It's Pluto TV. And check out our channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel, new number, number 585, 585, Pluto TV.
Hope you enjoyed that Becky Honkington clip. Oh,
one of the funniest drops ever. And that drop got played for a very long time.
Yeah.
It doesn't come around very much anymore, but hilarious.
Yeah, Allison's so quick, and that clip just really shows just how funny she is. All right. Let's keep it going. And this next one is a request from Twitter. Now, if you want to request something on Twitter, tweet us at Giovanni Giorgio, at Chris Loxamana, and let us know what you want to hear Corolla Classics. Or email us, classics@adamcorolla.com, Instagram, Facebook. Find a way to contact us and let us know, because we want to make sure that your clip gets shared with the world.
You'd be like, this dude.
Yeah, this dude. It's uncredited, but it is from Twitter. And he writes, hi, Gio. For Ace Classics, please. When Adam recounts his inspection of John Hamm's house, seeing the reflections in the mirror and comparing himself to John, LOL. Yeah, this clip was at Borderline Grill in 2015. Now, Borderline, we did shows there. And this is the exact same venue where the recent shooting happened, the horrible, horrific shooting.
It's Adam Carolla Show 1649, featuring Howie Mandel, Gina Grant, and Brian Bishop. It's from August 2015. Dude slid in my DMs on Twitter. This one's just for you. Check it out.
Get it on the great Howie Mandel over here.
He's say hi to everybody on Periscope all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. And now, I'm getting off of Periscope.
All right. I'm doing one right now called Butt Plug. It's a totally different vibe, but my phone is on me. Trust me. You just can't see it.
Really?
Yes. Did I mention Howie Mandel was here tonight? America's Got Talent. New episodes Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on NBC. I love watching the show with my family. My kids love the show. I absolutely adore
you. I would imagine it would be uncomfortable if you were watching it with someone else's family.
That would be weird. Yeah.
I know why you love watching it with your family.
Yes.
If you sat there with another wife, and somebody else's children, there can be no joy in that.
No, no. I should just say, yes, I enjoy watching it with family. Yeah. Gina Grad is over here.
Hello.
Bald Brian is over here.
All it's right. So damn hot.
Oh, my God. All right. Can I tell you this, though?
Milk was a bad choice.
My favorite part about the heat is the news stories about the heat. And, you know, all the usual, you know, hydrate, you know, try not to wrap yourself in foil and eat Vaseline on the roof of your house at high noon. Like, things like that. Like, helpful tidbits, you know.
Drink.
Yes.
If you feel thirsty...
Drink fluids. I like that. Fluids. Yeah, because you try to put solids. Like, yeah. You try to drink. Like, one time I tried to drink a cinder block,
yeah.
And it was so fucking painful. The one I heard today when it was 103 degrees around noon was, it's hot, but it's actually hotter when you stand in the sun. So try to avoid standing in the sun. It's up to 10 degrees hotter in the sun. By the way, when I was a kid, my cat figured that shit out on its own. I'm an adult man. You don't need to explain to me that standing under the searing orb is warmer than the place where I can't see my shadow.
The fact that I just heard you say that because I DVR'd the news and I hadn't seen it, so that's a spoiler alert.
Yes, you got that to look forward to. So did you all hear me? Standing in the sun actually hotter than standing in shade, which is probably not as good as air conditioning. Thank you for the mangria. Oh, wait a minute. Howie. It wouldn't be a show without Howie Mandel having a little man grip. So, I made this mistake as well. I don't know if you guys... tell me if you guys do this. I it's an interesting phenomenon that maybe only I do. But I went to John Hamm's house today.
We don't do that.
You don't do that?
None of us do that.
From Mad Men.
Howie might do that.
I've never been to John Hamm's house.
Turns out he's even better looking in real life.
I knew it.
A fucking cup of coffee.
Were you in the house or were you both standing outside in the sun?
We were in the searing sun, and then I hearkened back to this newscast I'd heard earlier in the day, and I said, you know, John, if we moved inside, it would be cooler. And... John is 6'2", and I am 6'2", and we're the exact same height. We're both 6'2", 190 pounds. And I do this thing, and I don't know if you guys do it, but if you, I don't know, maybe you do it with Heidi Klum or something, but if you start hanging around with good-looking people and you're nowhere near a mirror, after a while, you just start thinking you look like them. I mean, especially if you're the exact same height, you just think we're both. And we were walking around the house, and he had a bunch of home improvement shit to do, and I was looking at Grout and telling him what to do. And we walked all through the house, and the very last place we ended up was the master bathroom. Uh-huh. And I'd been looking at him, thinking I sort of looked like him for about an hour and a half. And at a certain point...
You caught the mirror.
At a certain point, we were standing in the bathroom. We both turned and looked at the mirror, and I was like, oh, God, no. I thought we were simpatico. What happened? What happened
exactly
to us?
Exactly the same thing with me and Heidi.
I thought we had an agreement.
All right, and there you have it. Howie Mandel, live from Borderline Bar and Grill. We will be back.
Yeah, so Adam Kroll's good enough to tour John Hamm's house and tell him to fix stuff for free, but John Hamm can't come on the podcast despite guesting on every other podcast that's ever existed.
Yeah, he's come in, though. He's even came in just to check out Adam's car collection. I've seen it.
You guys should have drugged him with a dart gun.
I know.
And forced him to record an episode just to get it on the books.
He's so cool. You know who else is cool? DFG?
Me?
Well, you too. Yeah, you. Yeah. Also DFG, who's in this next clip. Oh, yes. This was a request from John. And he...
Well, multiple listener requests, actually, but John sent us a letter right here.
Yeah. John writes, there's a bit where DFG riffs on Taco Bell executive chef Lorena Garcia. Now, Lorena Garcia, she had a huge ad campaign a few years back. She was everywhere in every Taco Bell ad, and DFG just couldn't let it go, could he?
He could not. And apparently it killed John M. and his buddy who were listening at the same time, which makes me sad that I don't have a buddy to listen to the Adam Carolla show with and laugh until we cry in the car.
You have plenty of buddies. You have me. We can listen.
Yeah, remotely. But it'd be fun if, like, you're hanging out your lunch break and you had a pal and you're listening to the show. I remember my fondest memories of Loveline are getting a recording and then rushing to show it to somebody and putting it in going, you have to hear what happened on this episode.
Yeah.
Or even the morning show. And I do have the podcast now, but it's via email, so it's less personal.
We got to set up some group listens. That's what we'll do. All right, but this clip is from 2014.
Adam Carolla Show 1294 featuring Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Def Rat Guy Allison Rosen, and Brian Bishop. This is from April of 2014. DFG's in studio. You get an all balls JV, JV all balls. Very specific about Taco Bell chef Lorena Garcia, and there's a callback to it, which is hilarious. That's why there's some extra material in there. There's also a part about a Spanish fly in the gear shift, which is another request we've got from other listeners that's completely unrelated, so that's also in here. And then there's a bit of a TireRack.com live read, but I had to leave some of it in, and you'll see why. It's a hilarious episode. Check it out.
Def Rat Guy on the Adam Carolla Show.
All right, so Maria Menounos coming out, DFG here today. Yeah, DFG, Def Rat Guy?
He doesn't look good.
What's the matter, dude?
I want to give his child out to Putin's uncle.
Oh, no, what?
He's clinging tonight.
What?
At Tina Tyler Hospital.
Who's?
Tina Sinai. Tina Sinai.
Oh, Cedar Sinai. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's a good facility. I know he had the torsion problem with his scrotum. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, but the other thing, he was at Guitar Center.
At the Guitar Center?
On Sunday, he was playing. He goes there for a few hours to jam.
Oh, he does?
On the amplifier thing.
Mm-hmm, right.
He was playing, he was trying to play Frankenstein.
Uh-huh. Edgar Winter.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what band Frankenstein was in.
The song's called Frankenstein.
Oh. Hell yeah. So they're like, dude, you've been here for 3 hours doing this one song. Get out.
Just for 3 hours.
Whatever. He was trying to nail it. I think maybe he may have tried to do. He always does Stairway to Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He will do some Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this time he was doing Frankenstein.
Yeah, and they said, dude, enough. Get out.
Right.
Get out of this door.
Right.
So he would PO.
Sure. Well, I don't know. I mean, if he was there for 3 hours playing the same. Do you have that lick, by the way?
Do you have the lick?
Yeah, they were playing it now. I feel like somewhere around hour 2:45.
He's just getting warmed up.
He perfected it.
All right. Right.
So anyway, they kicked him out, and he was angry. He's like, I come here every day, and I play.
Right.
You know, and they I don't know, they got into it. But so he's out on Sunset, outside of the guitar store.
Mm, Guitar Center, right.
Yeah, or I think it was that one.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was set upon by a flash mob.
A flash mob attacked him?
It doesn't matter if... Okay, they were ladies.
What?
Like dancers?
No, like they were teenagers. It doesn't matter what they looked like.
Uh-huh.
Or what type... Everyone, like, what, you know, what did they look like?
Uh-huh, right.
We know.
What? No,
what
we do.
What do they look like? What do you feel like they're really asking when they say, what do they look like?
Were they black?
Oh, really? Mm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
No. But were they black?
That's what they mean by what type?
I think that's what they mean, yeah.
They kept asking, what type of girl was it?
Uh-huh. Black girl?
I think so.
Okay. Flash mob.
A lot of the names had Qs in them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they kicked the shit out of him.
Oh, really?
Because he was yelling at the Guitar Center.
Right.
But they thought they were yelling.
Oh, yeah. Poochie's uncle was yelling back at the... What was he yelling into the Guitar Center?
Like, you know, I'm the best guy here. Let me play Frankenstein. I bought a guitar here, two or 3 years ago. Right. I deserve this.
Yeah.
And then the...
And they thought that was them.
They thought that was them?
He made eye contact.
Oh, you don't make eye contact with a flash mob.
And it was only three of girls.
Oh, well, that's not... I don't know if that's a mob.
They kicked the shit out of
him. Well, no, I understand. Well, he's not a young man.
No, they say he tried to put up a fight.
Uh-huh.
But it was over very quick. And now he's clinging to life. Oh, wait. April Fool!
Oh.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah, Dr. Fool!
Oh, man.
Boots is ugly. He's doing fine, bro.
Hell yeah. Oh, man. I was like, I was going to go by the hospital.
I was going to take a collection or send a card or something.
No, he's resting comfortably. He's fine, bro.
I mean, at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man.
Resting comfortably. Oh,
listen, people trying to pull the wool over your eyes all the time. That's why you need LifeLock.
Oh.
Identity thieves are shrewd. They're targeting your checking and savings account, maybe even going after Poochie's uncle over there. You need your cash. You need your retirement, man, and they're all coming after it. You have something, Allison?
Yes. Listen to this. The director of a senior center in New York was arrested for stealing tens of thousands of dollars. She allegedly assumed the identity of the victim by accessing her personal identifying information and savings account, withdrawing over $45,000 before transferring that money into an account at the local bank. And the victim is reportedly an elderly woman who attended events at the senior center, just like Poochie's uncle.
So sad. Listen, you can't do it alone. You can't fight these scoundrels alone. You can't watch every one of your accounts. Then you need LifeLock Ultimate, the most comprehensive ID theft protection ever created. It guards identity and credit and monitors your bank accounts and take over fraud. It looks after everything. It's like having a friendly owl that just hovers above you, looking at your accounts. Yeah. Awarded best in detection among ID protection programs. Dawson.
LifeLock services can't protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code Adam for a special 10% discount. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com to get our special 10% discount. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
All right. So, DFG.
This is not an April Fool's joke.
Mm-hmm.
This is very serious. This is one of the proudest days of my life.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Early this morning, I received a phone call, a conference call, between Mike August and Mark Clenard, who we know from Mangria.
Yeah, he's our Mangria rep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who is your new executive field sales ambassador?
You?
Hell yeah.
You're our new sales ambassador?
Executive.
I put in executive.
Oh, okay. They didn't put executive.
I was thinking executive field sales president.
I don't know if you want to be an executive president.
It's a lot of responsibility.
After 9 years of college, you'd think you'd know a little bit more about business.
I am one of a brand ambassador for Mangria now.
Uh-huh.
And I would be attending events. Mm-hmm. Nationwide, although basically he told me that my territory is east of the visited baby.
East of the what?
What?
The river, the big river, the, you know. The
Thames?
The visited baby. The mighty one.
The mighty Mississippi.
Yeah, the mighty river east.
Yeah, that's your territory. Your territory. Was that Natty Light or Natty Extra? What are you drinking over there?
It's light. It's a fine Pilsner.
Okay.
Get your Peabody's ready.
Your territory will be east of the mighty Mississippi.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we do Mangria events, you'll be showing up.
Hell yeah, bro. Like North Carolina, South Carolina.
Right. All the places that are east.
From the... they said I can even maybe head up into
Canada?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Yeah. That's out of the country.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you're executive field sales president.
Right. Right.
You know, I'm like, what do you want the title to be? And then for the business card.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, wait, you have to start making executive decisions. So when you get to Kinko's,
right.
You think of it.
Right. And that's where the executive part came in.
Yeah, I'm just playing around. But I think, it's very exciting to be a brand ambassador for a product of believing.
Oh, you believe in it. I like that. No, yeah, it's not just one of these guns for hire like P. Diddy.
And I need to thank you, because if it weren't for that fateful evening when you only had a little bit of red wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you put the lemon and orange in
it. Had to catch a buzz. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Vodka.
So thank you, bro, for this opportunity. And this is really kind of my first job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, listen, we're glad to have you aboard, you know?
Yeah, I got to go to Abercrombie and get some new
Clothes. Threats. Oh, yeah, you're representing the brand
only
now.
Only the best when you're representing Mangria.
Yeah.
And I got to get ripped, bro.
No, you don't have to get ripped.
Oh, no. Oh.
No, okay. Do we have some JV or all balls? I know.
Hell yeah.
I know that's something we like to do with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll cue that up. Yeah.
And now, Mangria presents The Deaf Frat Guy and JV or All Balls.
He calls from the frat house onto the show. The deaf frat guy, hearing impaired roll. He's hammered all day long with poochie moves and my gift. They chug some fruits, shoot potato guns, and then play Okie Cookie. If something's pushing, he'll make the call. So now it's time for JV or All Balls.
Hey, DFG Maverick. Okie Cookie for the uninitiated.
Oh, it's when a bunch of dudes get together. Mm-hmm. And it's like a circle jerk.
But, oh, okay.
But you nut on a cookie,
right?
Somehow, you know, Moose used to swear by Townhouse brand crackers.
Oh, he had a special cookie. Yeah.
Other dude, Pooch, used to rock saltines.
Uh huh. So it's old school.
Yeah. What was your favorite?
I like Oreos.
Yeah. Okay. And the losers, whoever finishes last?
Oh, they have to eat the cookie.
Right. But that's whoever finishes last.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know, maybe I'm putting too fine a point on this, but would you even bother finishing? I mean, I'd just let the last guy finish, and then I'd lose my momentum at that point.
If it was inevitable.
Well, I'm saying, have one more guy beating off on your cookie?
Yeah, if defeat was inevitable, why even bother finishing at that point?
I mean, dude,
can you stop it once it's going?
There is a point of it's sort of like when a commercial airliner is taking off, you reach a certain velocity where at a certain point it doesn't matter if a tire blows out or what goes on, you got to go airborne because you're going too fast to stop. But for the whole run up to that, the part where you're loading into the plane and sitting there and talking about the non-smoking flight and taxiing out, there's a lot of that before that. There's really only that window, just about the same as taking off in a plane. It's an 8 to 12 second window where it's, all right, we can't, the gear's going up.
But everything up till then, you could
back off. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can have 12 Natty Ices in me and I can stop that piss dream. Like that. But when you're nutting, you cannot bring that back.
You can't unring that
you
nut
can't
bell.
Bring it back and yeah. stop that.
Right. But what I'm saying is in the Okie Cookie game, does the guy who goes last, does he still have to finish on the cookie?
No, because I remember Mike F. would always be last because he was on ProDeck.
Oh,
There's precedent.
And we'd come back like half hour later, he'd still, he'd be like almost crying.
right. Yeah, so he'd have to eat the cookie without the...
Yeah, he'd have like saltine crumbs all over his mouth.
Right, okay.
He'd be like, oh.
Yeah, no, like, when you're on Prozac, it really slows that stuff down.
Slows it all down, yeah.
Okay, that's almost an unfair advantage. I don't think I would enter that competition on Prozac.
Oh, no, you're at a serious handicap, unless you have an ulterior motive, but there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, sorry.
It was like a cast 22 with Mike F.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Prozac for depression. Mm-hmm. But then every time he had to eat all those cookies, he would get more depressed.
Sure. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's not going to bring you out of a funk. Mm-hmm. You go deeper and darker.
I think they even mentioned that at the end of the commercials.
Yeah, I think there might be some kind of cookie warning. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. So JV are all balls.
Well, speaking of urine,
mm-hmm.
JV or all balls, old men who pee at urinals with their hands by their sides.
Not holding their junk, just hands.
Yeah,
like just on the hips. And the hips. That's all balls to me.
I'm guilty of this myself. So.
I like that move.
Are you bragging?
I
think it's actually the opposite of a brag. Well, it depends on the kind of urinal you're at.
I went to the Y in Burbank, and the old dudes were upstairs shooting pool naked. Once, in the locker room, they had a pool table, but I just mean, at a certain point, when you become an old dude, you don't fucking care anymore. You know, next person's going to see me nude is going to be the fucking corner.
Okay, I must dive in. Now, you hold it so it doesn't fly around, or for modesty's sake?
Because you're so chill.
Yeah, because you've
lived a long life.
No, that's why. Why do you hold it though? Oh. You hold it for aim, basically.
Right. Oh, so if you don't need, so if you can just have your hands at your hips, what does that suggest?
Well, with the standard toilet at the home, you need to aim. Otherwise, there's going to generally be some.
The
some
urinal for me
misfires.
If you're going to put your hands on your hips, you're doing two things. You're advertising to everyone else at the airport bathroom that you got one cool customer, cool no hands Luke over here. And then secondly, usually you have to sidle up to it a little closer. I think most guys like to take a half step back and aim.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I go with all balls on that one.
Definitely all balls, bro.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Plus, at the urinal, you can get it much closer, is my point. That you don't need the hands necessarily, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens if you go into a men's room and there are two urinals and you go to one urinal and another dude comes in and he goes to the toilet?
I'll tell you the one that's more off-putting is when there's a bank of urinals that are empty, like 10, mm-hmm. and you're on the third one, and the guy sidles up to the one right next to you.
Oh, footnote, by the way, the hands on the hips, the urinals should only be done when there's dividers. That's an invitation to mm-hmm. look otherwise. Mm-hmm.
And if you're standing next to me in the urinal, don't be like, bro, nice watch.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
That's JV, dude. Mm-hmm. You're not looking at my watch,
yeah,
bro.
He's checking your joint. He's checking your big hand out.
Mm-hmm. Fucking JV, bro.
Sorry.
Hey, what about having a piss jog next to your bed?
Oh, I did this for a long time when I was unable to get up and go to the bathroom by myself in the middle of the night. I had a bedside urinal. I loved it. Christy hated it.
When my shoulder was separated for 4 days, I had the jar. You know, it was Mott's tomato, Mott's apple juice or whatever.
I'm guessing the hospital didn't issue you that?
No, that was Mom issued that one. But, there was the piss. I always wish I sleep on my stomach. I wish my mattress just had a hole in it, you know, hooked up to something, right to the sewer. Just go right through. I like the piss jar by the bed.
Piss into a jug is fucking mm-hmm. all balls.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. It's extra all balls if it's a pickle jar.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, I've been getting a little bit of heat about this.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Siragusa hawking depends for guys who leak a little.
Oh, the goose has been hawking?
You can go to like tips for guys or something mm-hmm. by the mm-hmm. goose. Mm-hmm. And it's talking about wearing a diaper, bro.
Is it really a diaper? Yeah.
And leak a little? What's up with that, bro?
Well, I've noticed that as I get a little bit older, you know, you shake it a few times in front of that urinal. Mm. You remove your hands from your hips. You don't let your backbone slip. And then at a certain point, you drop in your pants. And sometimes that last drop comes, you feel it go down that leg.
You'll need a diaper, though, dude?
No. All I need is the equivalent of two things. You ever see a guy in a hunting vest and you have that quilted sort of padded shoulder thing just on the side that the butt of the rifle would go to. Just a little something, or a fishing cap that's got that little patch of fur on it. We can keep your lures on that thing. That I could see. Uh-oh.
There he is.
Saragusa's got the man. He's got the shield.
This is like a man show bit.
It really is a man
pond
commercial.
These are sanitary napkins for men.
for men who leak a little.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Mm. You know, that's really about your choice in pants. You want to wear blue jeans, especially dark blue jeans, no one's ever going to know.
You're a khaki man?
Khaki pants? Look out, world. Yeah. Khaki pants, by the way, sweaty ass on a vinyl car seat, like in a hot summer day, you get out of that thing, upside down heart, where your ass should be. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think maybe you're talking about, but you're wearing khaki, dude, and then you're like, it's like, that's a dude with a diaper who leaks.
Yeah, no, that's JV.
It's JV, thank you.
All right.
Poochie's uncle said it's all balls.
Oh, well, he's a little bit older,
yeah.
You know.
But what do you guys think about Taco Bell executive chef Lorena Garcia's new breakfast menu?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you're into her.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's hot without really being imposing, you know.
But she's an executive.
She's confident.
Well, I don't.
Oh, well, now you are too.
Ooh.
Yeah, president, executive, Mississippi, all that shit.
How do you think, Brian? How do you think that conversation would go, where when she's at a party, mm-hmm. and someone's like, "What do you ask me what I do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Executive chef."
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big time. They can make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's a great living. Are you at a restaurant in town, a big restaurant?
Yeah, big chain.
Is it like a hotel based? Is it like, you know, is it inside of like one of the Four
Executive
Seasons?
Executive chef.
Ritz-Carlton
Executive
Four Seasons?
Executive chef. Huh?
Oh, it's a freestanding restaurant, so it's not inside a hotel or anything.
Yeah, and not all of them have drive-thrus. Some are walk-up.
That's odd.
Anyway, executive chef, you want something from the bar?
Yeah, you know your food, obviously, very well. Get me whatever you recommend, chef, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not at a Taco Bell.
I would never assume that because you're an executive chef.
It's not at a Taco Bell.
Do they even have... That's absurd.
It's absurd. I don't even know why.
Bring it up, though.
Not at a Taco Bell is what I said.
So we're establishing that it's...
I didn't bring it up.
I
said not at a Taco Bell, so I didn't bring it up. Okay. You don't bring up something by not bringing it up.
Tell me more about what the restaurant is, though. It's not Taco Bell. What is it?
It's probably a fast casual.
It's a new chain called None of Your Beeswax. Now I'm going to head out.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, she's executive chef. At Taco Bell.
If you have not this new breakfast menu she has created,
mm-hmm.
it's like from the epic of Homer to the sweep of Vermeer.
Vermeer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there it is.
Right. What's she got? She's really doing some work.
That's a lot of stuff there.
She's got coffee.
Tropicana orange juice.
An orange juice.
Hash brown.
Something called a breakfast burrito. It's all new to me.
It's fresh, bold, vibrant.
By the way, when you're using a waffle as a taco shell,
yeah,
aren't you just at that point just inviting a terrorist attack or asking Michelle Obama to drop down and hit you with her purse or something? Like, there's certain things in life that are very high calorie, mm-hmm. and you understand it. Like, clam chowder is very high calorically, but it doesn't seem like it. I mean, what I'm saying is you eat it, but it's not a joke. It's not wrapped in, you know, it's...
No, it's not a novelty food. It's
right. This looks like you're trying to make yourself fat.
Yes.
Meaning, I like clam chowder. I'm not trying to make myself fat. This looks like something Homer Simpson would be eating on the episode where he was trying to become morbidly obese.
Yes. It's one of the epic best episodes. Mealtime-ish.
Yes, that's right. All right, but anyway, she's hot. Yeah, she's got a look. I'm trying to think what her look is like. There's an actress that she sort of looks like.
Kind of like Maria Menounos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, she's she's all ball.
She's all ball, but the menu you haven't gotten around to sampling it yet?
Not yet. No, but
not all the items.
I'll get to them. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all balls.
Okay. All right.
What about being past the age of 21 and not being able to tie a necktie?
Oh, I'm guilty of that. I have to hand it off to people.
You can't tie a tie?
Cannot tie a tie. Never could tie a tie.
Seems like something you would take pride in.
I never had a suit or a tie.
That's a good point, actually.
And I never had cause to don a suit or a tie my entire life. Mm. And then those were like big ticket items in the Corolla house. And then
they are big ticket items. At least a suit is.
When I got, well, nowadays you can find, you know, the $99 one and get three for the price of one or whatever. But no, I never learned how to make a tie. And then I got into construction and, you don't wear ties in construction. And then I got into boxing, and you don't wear ties in boxing. But I had a brief period where I taught comedy traffic school. And in comedy traffic school, you had to wear a tie.
Wow.
And so I had a tie that somebody made for me. I think my girlfriend made it up for me. And I would unloosen it like a noose, pull it over my head, and hang it up on the hook in the bathroom or the closet. And then the following Saturday, when I would teach my comedy traffic school, I would slide it back over my head and tighten it up. Now, I always had guys. The real pro can make it on you.
Oh, yeah, backwards?
Backwards.
It's hard to do.
But most people make it on themselves and then would have to slide it off and hand it to me, but it always comes up short. They never factor in that part.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Did you have to wear one of your McDonald's?
No, when I worked at McDonald's, I wore basically a brown polyester gi.
Plus, if you're working the fry, whatever, you know what I mean?
I was working the grill, and I was never allowed to go up front and work the grill.
Because you didn't have a tie.
I needed my tie. Yeah. Sorry.
What do you think?
JV.
I'm going to guess JV.
Not knowing how to make it after 21. Yeah, JV. I should have known.
It is JV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But can I say this? I think it's a lot like dropping out of high school. If you're an internet entrepreneur and you're making billions of dollars and then you dropped out of high school, it's quaint.
Yeah.
It's cute. It's a good story. If you dropped out of high school and you're working on executive chef, what's her name?
Lorena Garcia.
Lorena Garcia's breakfast menu from the North Hollywood Taco Bell, not such a great story.
Not so quaint.
Not so quaint. So being Richard Branson, like if Richard Branson came up to you and goes, I don't know how to make a tie, you'd go, geez, that's awesome. The guy has five yachts. He doesn't know how to make a tie. I'm sure he has three guys who are in charge of making ties for him. But when you're working
where's the backup tie maker?
Right. But when you don't know how to make a tie and you're making 26 grand a year, then not so good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What about dudes that talk in Hawaiian shirts?
Oh, no. I think that's JV. Yeah. Tucking in a Hawaiian shirt?
Didn't Magnum P.I. do it?
Oh, shit!
It's been a while, though.
But he's right.
But now it's given way to, like hotel workers. Like, that's like something that someone does at the Sheraton Maui.
Yeah, you're right that...
For example.
I mean, it's JV, but Magnum P.I. did it.
That's true.
I don't know.
I bet you anything... They never showed the blooper reel for Magnum, but I bet that dude jumping into that Ferrari sat on his nuts more than Pucci's uncle.
It's true. You jump in a car just through the window, you're gonna sit on a nut. All right, you have one more for us?
Yeah, this is a pretty difficult one.
Mm.
Those ads with Terry, the ex-smoker.
The one that's dead?
Yeah, she passed.
53?
She was like a...
Is she the one with the face, all the...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to see it. Don't show it.
It's JV. Don't even show it, bro. It's JV.
Yeah. No, she should have dipped.
I worry that maybe one day I would be the public Terry for dip.
Yeah, no. No, God, no.
That's why I switched to jerky.
Oh, you started dipping with jerky?
Yeah, just put it in there until it completely is dissolved.
Uh-huh. So you start dipping with jerky.
Well, I have a dip in the shower in the morning.
In the shower?
Then I'll switch to the jerky.
Oh, so you'll get some like Copenhagen in the morning.
Like Grizzly.
Like what?
Grizzly has a better...
Oh, Grizzly, sorry.
It has a better price point.
Okay, I don't know. I haven't shopped around.
He's done the research.
Yeah.
But those commercials, they bum me out.
I think that... First off, we get it. Smoking bad. Understood. Secondly, seeing very offensive and grotesque looking things.
Makes you need a cigarette.
Makes me, stresses me out, makes me want to have a smoke. But look, what percentage, I mean, look, I've said it a million times, it's either offensive or it's not offensive. You hiding behind this shield, this hero cloak of we want people not to smoke, and then showing us very grisly, pardon the pun, offensive imagery, mm-hmm. and whatever it is. I said in my book, there's sort of a lasagna test. If I have to put down my fork with lasagna and push the plate away from me, you've crossed the line. Seeing tits does not do that for me.
If anything, makes it better.
Makes me want more lasagna. Yeah. Double down on a lasagna. Seeing that commercial, I swear to God, I saw it last night. Now she's dead, and it's like, we understand. It's bad. Stop it. Let's focus on other things. The people who smoke. I don't know what percentage of people are going to stop because of that. I don't know what percentage of people are watching are smokers. Like, who are you really affecting? Everyone drives a car. Tell everyone to put some air in their tires. Find something.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
it's
agree.
It's amateur hour.
But yeah.
I just have one more quick one, bro.
Mm-hmm.
What about the people that put stick figure stickers of their family on their minivan?
No, yeah, that is JV.
Yeah, that's pretty
the
weak.
highest order.
Hell yeah, JV.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when the stick figures are doing something, like great, you're into wakeboarding, fucking awesome.
Or if there's a dog and a cat hopping around.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's the only thing that redeems it.
Oh yeah. Really? Okay.
Right.
My rules.
By the way, I think there's something in my new book where it's like, we understand you're driving a Ford Aerostar with 200,000 miles on it. We understand you're not a gay entrepreneur. We get it. You're a bunch of people.
Oh, is that what the stickers are? An apology for the car?
It's really just you letting us know what is going on in this car with us. But me seeing the minivan that has circled the globe 33 times, I know what's going on. You're not a wildly successful gay couple. It's not David Geffen in front of me. I get it.
But you are also not the dude getting freaking that field sobriety test.
Oh.
Is it good?
Oh, damn.
Hell yeah.
Oh, so it is all balls. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Get those stickers.
Yeah. Conversely, when I saw the convertible Mini Cooper that was bright orange and had the gay flag license plate. Again, don't need that.
Didn't need it.
Did that redundant math pretty quickly on the convertible Mini that was bright orange. That, again, easy math to do from behind, especially, pardon the pun.
You're going to probably find that dude dead on that gear shift in the next week or two.
Oh, you mean like he ate too much Spanish fly or something?
Hell yeah.
And he just went off on it himself?
Or went to an electronica show and ate some Molly.
Yeah. Listen, I don't mean to poke holes in your theory, but gay guys don't drive stick shifts, ironically.
Oh.
They're all automatic, man. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. You learn something every day.
Hell yeah.
All right. We good? You brought home?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was JV, or All Balls, with the Deaf Frat Guy.
What happened before there were automatics?
Gay guys weren't allowed to drive. They were chauffeured around. Look it up.
Makes sense.
What the hand of God.
What the
you think, ironically, that long shaft with the big round knob on the end of it.
Would that.
You'd think they'd be into that.
Right.
No, not so much. No.
They were going to outlaw stick shifts, but then they decided, wait, why don't we just outlaw Spanish fly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I remember when I was in high school, there's a rumor going around. You could get Spanish fly from Tijuana. And true story. It was made from cockroach legs, and a dude got a hot chick, and he gave her, put a little Spanish fly in her drink.
True story.
Okay. And she's getting all horny, right?
Of course.
So she's like, I'm going to take her back to my apartment.
Is that what Spanish fly does?
Oh, yeah.
Don't be naive, Allison.
Can't control yourself.
You're in a band.
For the kids.
Yeah.
I'm asking.
You put the Spanish fly in the chick's drink, she gets all horny, right?
Right.
So now, this guy, he's going take her back to his apartment to get it on with this chick because she's all horny from the Spanish fly. Doesn't have any condoms. Stops off at a 7-Eleven. Runs in to go buy some condoms. When he comes out, she killed herself on the stick shift. True story. Don't laugh.
We have a dead
young lady.
She was dead on the gear shift.
She's dead on the gear. Am I right? Is that the story?
It's true.
It's a true story.
He came out to find her dead on the gear shift. But ironically, you know, this was no, Lorena Garcia. She was a hoe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This chick had more Trojans inside of her than the Coliseum, the home of the USC Trojans.
Yeah, we did the math. Yeah, that's right. All right.
On a home game.
Yeah, home game.
Rivalry
homecoming.
Game, too.
She had that many Trojans inside of her before. Right. Hell yeah.
All right.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. Tire Rack, baby. Oh, man, that's where we do all our shopping. I get all my tires at Tire Rack. Every time Lynette's tire blows out, I go to Tire Rack, go get the tire. Gary's got his two tires.
Hell yeah.
He's still got them, right?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Order some extra tires?
Yeah. I was just planning ahead. I had to order some anyways, so it was cheaper to do it with the bulk rate.
I got to tell you, one time I was talking to Dr. Drew, and he said, I'm over at the car dealer. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm getting new tires. And I'm like, at the dealer? And he's like, where? He's the squarest guy
yes,
in the world.
I
like,
know
where
people
else?
Do that
where,
as well.
Where else would you get these tires? I'm like, they're half the price.
Just about anywhere.
Anywhere else. Like the other day, Lynette said to me, I want to know the difference between camber and toe in and toe out and offset.
She didn't know? Or she was testing you?
I think she may have been testing me.
She may have been quizzing you.
Yeah. What is unsprung weight? Mm-hmm. So she said, go to TireRack.com. Look it up. Go find your tire. So what it is you want to buy a tire. You got a car. You're driving. Let's see. You got the Jet over there?
The diesel, yeah.
All right. So
No, the Passat. Sorry.
Passat. Okay. So what you're driving on.
Jetta. Please.
Sorry. What you're driving on. All cars under 80 grand look the same to me. You got a 17-inch rim, maybe an 18-inch rim. You got a 235, 55 series, whatever it is, and you want new tires for your car.
Yep.
You just punch
right
in
to the dealer.
Listen to me. Punch in your size in every make that, every company, Dunlop, whatever, Pirelli, everyone who makes, Kumho, everyone who makes that tire size will pop up on their site. You can pick the one you like.
Print it out, hand it to the dealer, and say, get me this.
No! Ratings, they go out and they have customer reviews of the tires. Even though if you buy race tires like I do, you can see how much they weigh, the compounds. It's all there, TireRack.com.
Dude, yes. I got to pay.
I'm telling you, I've spent hours on that website.
I spent hours because I needed a new pair of cons.
Hmm?
Continental.
Oh, Continental.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have Continentals. Yeah, they have everything.
I like them.
Yeah, no, they got it all over there, man. All right.
What did I say?
It sounded like you said something else.
Yeah.
DFG over there. Maria Menounos here. She brought her man Kevin with her. She'll be in here in a second. Let me jump to the phones real fast. Yes, go ahead, Mark.
I wanted to get your advice, Adam, since you're old and sagely. Well, not old, but, you know, you have to give sagely advice.
Sure.
But I have a boss who seems to yell at me for everything, good or bad, right or wrong. He's just an angry dude.
He yells at you
and
for the good stuff, too?
Yeah, kind of.
So what's that?
Angry,
that
you
sounds
know?
Like, I wish I had 8 more employees just like you. You're doing a bang-up job. And by the way, that parking space right in the front of the shop, that's yours for the rest of the month. Now take some hard candy and leave my office. Is that how that would sound?
That's well, like the good news, he's giving you good news, you know, it kind of seems like the other shoe's going to drop. There's like, but, like a compliment hit it and then...
Gary, what's that like?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So anyways, sometimes it's like everybody in the office is afraid of him and they're afraid to talk to him or ask him questions.
Yeah.
And if we do anything wrong, then everybody kind of hides under their desk for hours, you know?
I think you should get out of that workplace.
What kind of job is it?
I'm actually an armor tech. I fill ATMs with money. So it's kind of a high-stress job.
You got to have a little ex-military in you to run that place. Mm-hmm. Are they putting other denominations other than 20s in those bad boys these days?
Mostly 20s and 10s.
So, yes.
In ATMs?
Okay. See if our boss starts yelling at you right now. So here's the thing, Mark. I don't think, you guys tell me, I don't think you're going to change the boss man. He's the boss man, and he probably isn't going to change, but more importantly, doesn't really want to change because he's the boss man, right? So if you have somebody, this is kind of what I say with roommates. You know, there's a lot of like, well, this person's a really shitty roommate, and they're really selfish, and they leave their shit all over, and they eat my shit, and they're always fucking on my sofa, and blah, blah, blah. And then you go, well, man, you got to move out. And they go, we got a security deposit. It's like, so what do you want to do? Just be miserable with that person? Who's ever really turned a bad roommate around?
Who's turned anyone around?
Who's turned anyone?
I mean, in relationships, people can change a bit, but yes. In general, people don't change.
You would
that
say
much.
That executive chef Lorena Garcia has not turned Taco Bell around?
Oh, touche.
In her book,
what?
She said, to be a manager, good is the enemy of great.
Well, good's the enemy of great.
Wise.
All right. I'd say find a new job with people you enjoy working with. That's what I would say. And I'd also say, go to meeting. Yeah, that's right. When you get your new job, use go to meeting with HD Face. It's brought to you by Citrix. Simple way to meet online. Anywhere, anytime. Do it with go to meeting. Share the screen. We do it here with new clients all the time. Use the webcam, see each other face to face. And try it free. 30 days free. Visit gotomeeting.com today. Click on the try it free button. Use the promo code Adam. That's gotomeeting.com. Promo code Adam. Meeting is believing. All right. Maria and Kevin are out there. DFG.
Hell yeah.
You can go to his website, deffratguy.com. You can find out, get some merch online. You can celebrate his friend Josh Gardner's album, Winter Bush.
Yeah, there's a new release coming out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Real tune. It's going to drop. And follow me on Twitter at deffranca.com.
Twitter.
Yeah, the Twitter.
Yeah. All right.
All right, and there you have it, guys. Deaf Frat Guy. So many people wanted to listen to that clip. Talking about Taco Bell's chef, Lorena Garcia. I miss her.
Oh, yeah, me too. That was a great ad campaign. I love DFG's riffs. And if you can't get enough of DFG riffing on this, tomorrow's episode of Cruel's Classics has two clips with Deaf Frat Guy, both listener requests, so people just cannot get enough Deaf Frat Guy. So check out Cruel Classics in a separate feed if you haven't subscribed and you're listening to this in the Adam Carolla Show feed, because we have another episode coming to you tomorrow on Sunday. Every weekend, every Sunday, we bring you a second episode, and this one's going to have two different Deaf Frat Guy clips, and they're both hilarious.
Yeah. You guys want it? You get it. Also, speaking of weekends, next weekend, L.A., Adam's doing three live shows throughout L.A. Adam Carolla's Unprepared in Agora Hills, Montclair, Pasadena. So, if you guys want to see how the sausage is made, is that right? No.
Adam Ray's going to pack his fudge.
That's how the fudge is packed. That's right. Come check it out. Yeah, and Adam Ray's going to be at two of the shows. So, please come out to see Adam Carolla's Unprepared. Now, this next clip, oh boy. This was last year. Chris D'Elia came in, and I remember when he was on the schedule, Adam gives me a phone call. He says, Chris D'Elia, he does that impression, right? And I go, yeah, he does JCVD. Let's figure out something to do with that. And this is what I came up with. We played a game called WWJCVDD. That's right. What would JCVD do?
It's probably the best harnessing of an impression for a second visit ever done. Usually, it's kind of haphazard. You get it the first time, it gets brought up the second time. Maybe it gets recorded out of order. Brian plays a drop early, something messes it up. This is the best way to take something that was hilarious the first time, it was an Ace Award winner, and then bring it back a second time and do something interesting with it. Adam Carolla Show 2265, featuring Heather Graham, Chris D'Elia, Gina Grant, and Brian Bishop, February 2018. This one also is a listener request from Chris in Denver. He says, Superfan Giovanni and Max Zapata. One of my favorite clips that hasn't made it on the classics yet was Chris D'Elia's JCVD. I believe he's done it twice, winning an Ace Award for the first one. Correct. And the second one was an episode with him and Heather Graham. Either one would work, or a super cut of both would be awesome. Love the work you guys do. Also, a few other listener requests were accusing us of not playing it. We actually played the first one already in a Carolla Classics. We didn't really want to play that again right away, so we're going to play the second one, and maybe in the future we'll play that first one again for people that missed it. But until then, Check it out, Chris D'Elia, 2265, WWJCVDD. D.
All right, so let me do this. Last time Chris was in here, he wowed everyone with a Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Dude, I got an ACE award.
He got an ACE award.
People, you know how many tweets I got from that?
For Jean-Claude Van Damme impersonation, which is spot on. I have some JCVD, or sorry.
What would?
WW. Yeah. WW. What would JCVD
do?
Do we have an intro? Let's try it.
In a world of madness, morality, and martial arts, it can be tough to find your path. Now, we trust in a greater power.
JCVD,
what would Jean-Claude Van Damme do?
Jean-Claude Van Damme feels like it's at Oaks.
This is WWJCVDD.
All right, JCV.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming back.
Of course. I was just filming my show for Amazon Prime, and I have some downtime.
Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime.
Oh, Amazon Prime.
Oh, right.
Amazon Prime. Yeah, I'm a member, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, hopefully you like it.
Yeah, I will.
Binge?
I hope so, too. We'll binge watch.
You can binge watch.
We will binge watch then on Amazon Prime.
100%.
Free 2-day shipping and JCVD.
Absolutely. So JCVD, I put together a couple scenarios here, and I'd like to get your advice on it.
Of course.
Okay. So first thing, I'm at the supermarket. I'm in a hurry. I'm at the 10 item or less line at the Whole Foods, and a woman slides up in front of me, and she's got 14, maybe 15 items, depending if you count tomatoes. Is each an item or a category, thus one item? What should I do?
What would JCVD do?
You look at her and you say, this is 14 items.
No, uh-huh.
The limit is 10.
Here
in this line.
Should I point at the sign?
You can point at the sign because there is always a sign. Okay?
Right. True, yeah.
And you look at her and you say, this is 14 items. That's four more than you're allotted.
What was that word?
Allotted. Then you
allotted.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. That's a big word.
And you say you either go home immediately,
mm-hmm,
or right now call a friend.
Oh, really?
Wow, yes. Like a threat.
There's going to be trouble, or you maybe we got to take the load and break it into half.
That,
double seven and
that
seven.
That friend comes in and takes at least four of them.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Waits in line behind her.
Not like you're going to take both of them on.
She cannot. No. Okay. Not in times like this.
Okay.
No. These are troubled times.
You cannot fight women during these times.
Oh, not. Yeah, because there's the Me Too thing.
One.
And you throw like a
that's absolutely right.
Spinning heel kick or crescent kick at just a middle-aged woman at Albertson's. That's going to be on the video.
In 2018, no way.
No.
1997.
Yeah, when you were doing like Time Cop.
100%.
Those were different times.
Also, you go back in time, take that girl, bring her back in time, kick her face, then come back.
Then come back.
Totally legal.
That's me. If you do Time Cop too.
It's a very elaborate use of time travel.
I like it. Yeah, grandfathered in.
In 1994, you take a girl, mm-hmm, bring her back to before women could vote,
mm-hmm,
spin kick her.
Spin kick.
Come right back, pay for your shit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right, so she either puts four items back.
Yes.
Or calls a friend, brings a separate basket, and we take four items or more.
Or more. It can be more.
It could
it
be more.
It cannot be more than 10, though. If the friend then picks,
right, because I've screwed this up before. Right. I gave the items like 13 to a friend, and now we're running the same thing again. We got a new problem.
You have to give the friend between 4 and 9 items.
Right, we can't go past 10.
Can be 10, but you
it could be 10.
Between 4 and 10.
Okay, good.
11 you give to friend. Then
I am writing as fast as I can.
Then I say to that girl, you better go home immediately or call another friend.
Right. Right, I got right. you. I got you.
Okay.
All right, I'm sticking with food here.
She can't go to another lane just to go home immediately.
All right, you encounter a homeless guy.
Okay.
Maybe on the streets of Vancouver where you live.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he wants money.
Okay.
But you assume he's just some kind of junkie or alcoholic, and that money's going to go right up his nose, or he's going to go buy some fortified wine with it. So instead, you offer to buy him food, and he
declines.
He refuses.
Yeah, he wants the money.
He wants the money.
Do you go through with it? What do you do?
Do you give him the money?
I ask him, what is it for? He knows.
He knows what the money's for.
He knows what it's for. The trick is, he knows what this money is for, and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have to look deep in his eyes, and you say, what is this money for? And then if he answers something like, I was going to get a burger, but, you know, I don't want you to have to go get it because you are busy, obviously, shooting all these sorts of movies.
He knows
stuff.
Who you are.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I say, that is very respectable, but if you go buy heroin.
Who?
If you go buy.
It's a character in Lord of the Rings.
No, I think it means a lady hero. No.
Yeah.
Listen, right, if you go buy heroin.
Oh, the health food store.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
No. Yeah, that's on. That's in Venice. They have one in Venice, don't they?
Yeah, and in West LA.
That is, do they have a 10 items or less?
Listen,
that's a good question.
Listen to me.
That is,
so you're going by Erewhon, and you'll buy them like a pressed sprout juice or something?
No, that would help, but that is Erewhon. We're talking about
heroin, the drug,
Exactly.
Right. Not Erewhon.
Mainline.
Let me, I check his arms.
Oh.
Check for track marks.
Track marks.
Yeah. If he has track marks, I say, you come with me. We're going to McDonald's right now.
Right. Take your Mickey D's.
Exactly.
And you buy him the heroin. You buy him the burger there. Yeah.
They have that in Vancouver. McDonald's.
McDonald's, sure. Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Not just local, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. You overhear someone say that the Karate Kid is much better than Bloodsport.
Jesus.
And they insult you even more by saying, I like the action sequences.
Oh, wow. Oof.
Yeah.
Well.
Hey, Bloodsport's a hallmark of, you know, combat cinema.
Yeah.
It's, well.
That's what it's known for.
Action-packed.
Look, when was Bloodsport come out? When? What time?
88?
When did
late 80s,
yeah. Gary the Kid come out?
Early 80s.
Gary the Kid?
Gary the Kid.
That's a Paul Newman movie from 1960.
This is Karate Kid.
I basically
Karate.
It is a basic racist remark.
Oh.
It is a basic racist remark.
Uh-huh. Because of your French?
Xenophobic.
He is from a white neighbor, right?
Yeah, he's...
To play Carity?
Yeah, he is.
He's trying to play Carity. And I...
He's trying to play who? Carradine?
He's trying
David?
To play.
He was in Kung Fu. He was a white guy.
Pan flute.
No. He's trying to karate chop.
Karate. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, right.
So,
and yeah, he's appropriating. He's appropriating.
Right. He can say karate when you want.
Also, he's trying to play karate as a white guy. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Daniel Russo.
Me, coming from Brussels.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're being a racist if you're saying that movie is better than my movie.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Okay. Because I can do two. Obviously, you saw me kick this cigar out of David Letterman's face.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, he kicked a cigarette. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
See?
And that shuts down the debate immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. Can Ralph Macchio do that? No.
No.
His stunt double.
Also,
maybe
they make a new. They made a new show on YouTube coming out about they're 50 years old now. Ralph Macchio.
That's right.
The blonde haired guy, and
Zabka,
the Cobra William Kai, Zabka. And it's not as good as my Amazon Prime show.
No, because you're the real deal.
They copy me no matter what. Back then, way back then, and also now streaming.
Mm-hmm.
It never ends.
I think if they're looking for a new guy to run the Cobra Kai dojo, I feel like Jean-Claude Van Damme would
be
better.
Who
better? Nobody
fit.
Better than Jean-Claude.
True, but I've always kind of been my own guy.
Yeah.
You train yourself.
Don't answer to anybody.
To set up a school.
Oh, you're like Clubber Lang in Rocky III. Yeah. You train yourself.
But more like Jean-Claude Van Damme than Clubber Lang. So.
Yeah, more like.
Right.
Don't say I'm like someone else when I'm like me.
Right, but when I see Mr. T, I say like Jean-Claude Van Damme, and then
you can
it kind of evens out.
To someone else, you are like JCVD,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, say you are like, what? That makes no sense to me.
He's like JCVD in Universal Soldier.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that was awesome. All right, one more.
Okay.
Somebody on a Southwest flight
okay.
says they're having a heart attack.
Okay.
And they ask for a doctor, but there is no doctor on the plane.
Okay.
Just JCVD.
Okay.
What do you do?
Basically, okay, you know, if a man is having an heart attack, okay?
Right.
Heart.
And there's no doctor around.
Right.
What you do is you basically pick another area on his body, kick the shit out of it, so he forgets about the heart attack.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's a good idea.
Distract him from
that. No. Okay. You know, it's interesting.
You can't breathe. Oh, well, let's see if you're thinking about that when I kick your thigh.
You know, I was watching Flashdance this last weekend, as I'm apt to do when it comes on. And the comic was very nervous before. He was a short order cook comic who was going to go up at the strip club and do a few minutes. He was very nervous about it. And he walked to the back to the big kind of... the guy who was, you know, the palooka, the mafiosa guy was like eating a sandwich in the back, and he said, "I'm nervous." And the guy punched him in the gut, and he went like, "Oh!" And he went, "Now you're not nervous.
Not thinking about it anymore.
Not thinking about it." That's what JCVD did to the woman on the airplane.
I have a heart attack.
I made her a woman. the elderly woman.
With
Crohn's disease. That's what he did to her on the Southwest flight.
They took that from me on Flashdance. I know.
Oh!
Oh
yeah. Really?
I've been saying this since well before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they heard that from me because I know I've seen the movie and I recognize the people in that movie as friends of mine that have been at my house.
So, like, when your kid comes in and says, Papa.
Yes.
Okay, let's role play. Papa.
Yes.
I have a toothache. You might give me, like, a sharp shot to the liver or kidney.
Take your shoes off.
Uh-huh.
I'll stamp on them so hard.
Oh, you stamp on my feet?
100%.
Uh-huh, and then all of a sudden the pain will go from my head then down to the floor.
You go, "Oh, my shoe." And I say, "Well, you forgot about your teeth."
Yep.
For a split second. Now let's go to the doctor.
No, man. Yeah. Wow. It's so pragmatic.
Yeah.
And it's timeless.
Weird that no one thought of that beforehand. He's pioneering.
Nobody.
This. Yeah, it's...
Nobody.
Pioneer in the pain management field.
If you had more time, you should drive an ambulance, because I feel like you could do a lot of good.
Oh, Sean, he's sick. Quick, kick him.
Yeah, that kind of thing. First I don't know how long he'd last.
Yeah.
But just jump out of the van, the back of the van. I get someone to drive it. Jump out the back of the van. If you're in pain, I kick the shit out of you and then drive back into the van.
Oh, Sean Claude, from your mouth to God's ears. All right,
Jean-Claude Van Damme believes that's what Jean-Claude Van Damme would do.
Well, I can't believe you guys continue to get him just as a segment on the show.
He loves podcasts.
We have a lot of power.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And there you have it, WWJCVDD. That's right.
You guys got to do this bit again.
I'd love to do it again. Chris D'Elia.
He's blown up, but you can get him back in.
Oh, he wants to come back in. We are in talks.
Very cool.
Yeah. Heather Graham is great, too.
She guested on Loveline with Ron Livingston of Office Space. Hey, Peter, man. It was a great episode. That's the infamous episode where Adam told her she needs to get fire her agent and redirect her career because she was going to be doing Boogie Nights, and she described the character Roller Girl to Adam, and it sounded ridiculous. And, of course, that became his favorite movie of the year. And we finally found that episode of Loveline, but that portion of the episode is the only chunk that's missing.
Oh.
So we're missing, like, 20% of it, and it's that part where he asked her about that. So we know what happened, we just don't have any audio. Mm-hmm. And then she came on the air, and she actually confirmed it in this episode. And if you want to hear that, the Podcast One Premium, home of all your favorite podcasts, they have all 10 years of the Adam Carolla Show archive. You can hear this full episode, the interview with Heather Graham that precedes WWJCVDD. You can also listen to the full episode, this upcoming clip we're playing next, from Adam Carolla Show 343. This is right after they switched formats. The guest is Shooter Jennings before he joins them in studio, before Teresa's news. They have a little moment where Adam tells a story about taking his kids to Marie Callender's by himself from June of 2010. And it was a little fun, cute story. Adam probably doesn't even remember. I thought I'd pluck out of the archive. And it's a great example of what you can hear at Podcast One Premium.
Love it.
All right, the other experience I wanted to share before we got going with the news is I took the kids out
solo today to Marie Callender's. And
posh.
A couple things. Wife's in Vegas, so I took them out to Marie Callender's. Well, they know the lay of the land there, and it's never crowded.
You can't take kids to any restaurant. It has to be kid-friendly.
Yeah. They have to have crayons. Otherwise, you ain't living.
Crayons, high chairs, and patrons that aren't going to hate you.
Right, and who kind of know you and like you. So there's this. So we're sitting there, and we're eating, and all they want to eat is bacon, and trying to feed them. We're doing a whole thing. And then at some point, Natalia announces she's got to make a pee-pee. And, yeah, kids can't hold it. I've tried. Mm. You know, I've done the, can you wait till we get home? It's like, no, can't do. So we got to get up, and we got to go pee-pee. And so now there's this weird thing where as a dude...
Where do you take
her? You can't go into the woman's room.
Yeah. But it's weird to take her into the men's.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's the lesser of two weirdnesses.
Yeah.
To go into the men's room. Because I, as a guy, can't go into the women's room at Marie Callender's.
You need a lookout. You should have put Sonny outside to make sure no other dudes came.
I tried to leave Sonny alone in the booth.
Oh, no.
But I left him with the iPhone, thinking they would take the iPhone before they got to him.
I like your thinking. It's strategic.
Yeah, like someone will go like, ooh, let's kidnap. Wait a second.
Here's that something. A 3G?
And then his buddy would go, we can't rape an iPhone in the woods. And he go, yeah, but we can sell
There's
it on
There's not
eBay.
An app for that? Rape me. So, I rape.
So Sonny wanted to come too, so I took Sonny. So now we just both go into the Marie Callender's men's room, and there's one... stall. There's one toilet. There's a urinal, but that's no good for the ladies.
Right.
We got to get into the stall. And of course, as soon as we walk in, we're like the Partridge Family coming in there off the bus.
Mr. Mom.
And there's a car. I hear the familiar rattle of the belt buckle. And by the way, you can hear by the rattle of the guy's belt buckle how morbidly obese he is.
You can hear that
big hubcap-sized belt buckle in there. And you see the boots, you know, and it's like there's a lumberjack planted on the pot. So now... Normally, you just go in there and take a leak, or you just back out and go, F it, I'll shit when I get home.
Right, you abort.
But I need the pot. I need the pot, but there's one pot in the whole place. And now we're in there, and we don't know what to do, and Natalia's walking for the door, and I'm like, clear out of there. And then we got to go, like, sort of into the hall and hover.
Yeah.
But then there's that weird uncomfortable thing where you don't want eye contact with the guy who was shitting the place up. And, you know, he's doing some damage because he's eating at Marie Callender's.
A.
B, he's a big man. I saw him when he walked out.
It's chocolate mousse pie month.
Yeah. Oh, no. I heard the belt buckle, and I saw the boots through the floor. And so now we're just, like, hovering by the payphone trying to figure out, like, what to do. And he comes out the door. And now I don't know what to do. What's the grace period?
Oh, I see.
Toilet seat's still hot.
Yeah, you want to let the scent dissipate?
Well, not only that, but just big 250-pound man-ass was just grilling that thing
And
for
now
the
your
last
little daughter's going to sit on there.
She's going to put her little white ass on there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could use a toilet cover.
Except for her ass, it's nothing but net.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, swish. Right through.
Yeah, there needs to be some sort of reducer, something that steps down.
They don't have that?
Yeah, like they, you know, it's you know, in woodworking, they have routers, and they'll have like a half inch chuck, you know, for like a half inch bit. But if you want to use a quarter inch bit, what? You'll drop in a reducer.
You don't have to tell me.
I know. See, sorry, preaching all
Please.
You Jews, you know router. Talk.
I know routers and reducers.
Yeah, we were just talking about half inch shanks versus quarter inch shanks.
I'm a quarter inch girl.
I know.
Now I'm really getting interested.
Birthday's coming up. Oh, wait, we just passed. It's next year. I got to get you the router bits.
Thank you.
So we stood out there in the hall sort of waiting and trying to figure out what to do with ourselves. And then Natalia announced she didn't have to take a shit anymore.
Because?
I don't know. You don't get into it because.
Oh, she had to go number two.
Oh, no. Actually, she had to go number one. You're right. It's just I got that guy's shit confused with my daughter's shit. Yeah. She had to go number one. When they shit, you have to wipe their ass, by the way.
I was wondering about that.
There's some sort of weird thing. You wish they'd just combine the two. There's some sort of weird waiting period between shitting themselves and then being potty trained and then wiping their ass. It's this weird thing. Like somewhere around three, they stop shitting themselves.
Yeah, between two and three.
But it's somewhere around four and a half is when they master the wiping of the ass. I think it's a subtle who's in charge.
I see.
Because Natalia do the, daddy, wipe me, and I'll go, wipe yourself, you know? And she go, wipe me, and then just literally just bends over and spreads the cheeks. Like,
and you got to wipe it.
There's not much, not a whole lot of choice, and then...
and, like, baby poop isn't gross, but toddler poop, that's like human grown-up poop.
She looked down at it in the toilet and announced it looked like a turtle today. Aww. Yeah,
this is great. Right.
So, did that. Then had that weird little moment where our waitress, 50-year-old woman working at Marie Callender's, kind of that thing where... She was probably 42, but looked 50. Definitely loved and lost, and then maybe lost again.
And then gained and from then, eating the pies.
Then lost, and like just hard. You know that look of, I've got some mileage, I've seen a lot of things I shouldn't see kind
of
look?
Yes. My dad was an alcoholic, and so were my first two husbands.
Right. That's
my kids in juvie.
Let's not make this about you, Teresa. I want to focus on the waitress from Marie Callender's.
30 meetings in 30 days.
Point is... She had that, wow, I've seen a lot, look. And again, you know, you don't really think about it, but, you know, when you're 40-something and you're waitressing, you know, at Marie Callender's on a Sunday.
That's a grueling job, by the way.
And there's nothing there that costs more than $8. So and there's a bunch of cheap fucks showing up there that are going, you know, I'm looking around the booths. I'm seeing a lot of elderly couples and guys with stroke canes. And they do that shit where they go out and they go, all right, now my wife and I both ate. It came to $13.72. 18% of $13.72 is $2.95. Let's round down. $2.09. You know, they're getting their little change purse out. It's like, just leave the bitch $5.
They're on a fixed income.
You know?
But she's probably walking with $60 at the end of her shift.
Right, maybe. And so, but one thing I noticed, and my daughter immediately notices, is she has a ladybug on her name tag. And it's like sort of glued on there. And my daughter's like, ooh, ladybug. She's real sweet, but it's that kind of sweetness that's born from
pain.
I'm going to overcompensate with other people's kids. And then she does this one. She goes, yes, it brings me luck. And I'm like, yeah.
Wow. It is obviously very effective.
If you were lucky, you'd be working at Caro's. So.
Or at least Applebee's.
At least Applebee's. That would be a nice move up. So my daughter keeps like kind of poking at it. Look, it's the ladybug. She said, yes, it keeps me lucky. It brings me luck. And I thought, wow. I just thought, God, what did she get through? What has she seen?
Yeah.
What did she survive that she's considering fucking bringing my kids their burnt bacon on a Sunday morning? Lucky. And it just, I didn't want to know what. And it was funny because Natalia was like, can I have it? And I was like, no!
The ladybug? You think it's a curse?
I don't want her working at Marie Callender's when she's 47 and a half. Let's put it that way, with that ladybug.
No, this could be a made-up movie, because if you get a hold of the ladybug, bad things happen.
Yeah. Or if you say ladybug three times in the mirror. Wait a minute. Scary black man all up here. All right, T-Bone, you have the news, by the way?
I do.
All right, and that was Corolla Classics for July 20th, 2019. We will be back tomorrow with another episode, so please subscribe to the Corolla Classics feed if you have not already. Gio, what can we expect for Sunday's mega awesome episode?
We have another chunk of that episode from the Moore Theater right before the cruise. We got Def Rat Guy on an episode with Mike Tyson. He's not in studio for the portion with Def Rat Guy. It's an early All Balls or JV. They call up DFG's buddy Moose. It's a listener request. It's hilarious. We got Matt Atchity in studio with the debate about critics being biased from 2015. Then Def Rat Guy back again in 2015 with another Poochie's Uncle fake out in April, which is a listener request. And you know exactly what he's doing if you heard today's episode.
So tune in tomorrow for another episode of Corolla Classics. We'll see you there.
Get your DFG fix.
Get your DFG fix. Till then. My name's Chris Loxamana. That's Superfan Giovanni.
Mahalo, and get it on.